Oklahoma is facing another winter storm. I'm Michael Cross with the KOSU Daily on this Wednesday, February 17th, 2021. All of that, plus ranchers across the state face calving season with bitterly cold temperatures, and lawmakers hope to fix education issues with a series of bills. All that ahead on the KOSU Daily.
You rely on KOSU for essential news and information every single day, whether it's a historic day or just an ordinary day. We are here for you. Now be here for us. Become a sustaining member at kosu.org.
Oklahoma is facing winter storm warnings with another round of snow. Meteorologists are predicting at least another 2 to 4 inches of snow before it comes to an end later this afternoon. OG&E officials say at this time no service interruptions are expected, but they are urging customers to be prepared in case they resume and, in the meantime, conserve energy. The Department of Transportation says snow-packed highways are causing slick roadways and travel is highly discouraged. Two Oklahoma National Guard soldiers are recovering after a car crash on Monday near Vinita. The Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Chris Polanski reports.
A report from the Oklahoma Highway Patrol says their Humvee was struck from behind by the driver of a semi-truck on the Will Rogers Turnpike. The Vinita and Afton fire departments had to use the jaws of life to rescue one of the guardsmen from the wreck. Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Legler says the soldiers were treated at a hospital in Joplin for non-life-threatening injuries. The guard was activated on Saturday to assist the highway patrol in responding to crashes and stranded motorists during winter weather. Legler says there's one easy way Oklahomans can help them help them.
We've got a total of about 90 soldiers out there on the interstate trying to keep people safe, and we'd really appreciate it if they would stay home unless it's absolutely imperative that they go out.
In addition to Vinita, the Guard has teams assisting OHP in Stroud, Chickasha, Perry, Ardmore, Clinton, Shakota, and Woodward. Their mission will last through at least the end of the winter storm, potentially lasting through Thursday. In Tulsa, I'm Chris Polanski.
It's the time of year when baby cows are being born on farms across the country. Calving season typically kicks off at the beginning of each year, and this year the bitter winter cold could present problems for newborn cows. Ed Garrett, a lecturer with the University of Illinois' Veterinary Teaching Hospital, says sub-zero temperatures can be hard on young cows lacking shelter.
You have a cow that calves, you know, sort of out in, we'll say, like a small pasture a lot. There's almost no windbreak. It's sort of bare ground. And that is really, in the extremes of cold, that's really hard for the calf.
Garrett says sub-zero temperatures like those we've been experiencing can be dangerous for young calves who are left wet and cold or without enough milk. He says there are low-tech ways to keep calves warm, including setting up warming boxes containing heat lamps and straw for insulation. And the colder it gets, he says, the more critical it is to keep a close eye on your herd. 20 more deaths from COVID-19 bring the state's total to 4,061. The health department also reports 508 new positive tests for the virus, as there are nearly 20,000 active cases in the state. Monday was a state holiday, and severe weather could likely have hindered testing and data collection. Over the past week, Oklahoma averaged about 1,200 infections and 27 deaths per day. The COVID-19 pandemic has created new problems and exacerbated old ones in education. State Impact's Robbie Korth reports a flurry of education bills filed this session hopes to alleviate some of them.
Hundreds of bills that would affect education have been filed by state lawmakers, and many of those came about because of the pandemic. The issues they're addressing vary widely. Republican lawmakers are especially interested in reworking the state's funding formula so that less money is distributed to schools that are losing students, and making it easier for parents to choose schooling alternatives to public districts. That's evident in measures like Senate Bill 783, authored by Edmund Republican Adam Pugh. His bill would ease the transferring process and require districts to publish a list of how many slots they have available for transfers. But that's not the only measure. Senate Bills 221 and 222 by Norman Republican Rob Standridge would ease transferring to private schools by providing scholarships to students who are concerned for their health and safety or have been bullied at school. For State Impact, I'm Robbie Korth.
And finally, from the KOSU events calendar, the Fred and Addie Drummond Home in Hominy is hosting an exhibit of antique dolls Wednesdays through Sundays through the month of February. The exhibit features a wide array of German-made dolls and china and porcelain dolls, with tours also available of the historic 1905 Victorian-style Drummond Home. You can find the KOSU Daily wherever you get your podcasts. You can also subscribe, rate us, and leave a comment. You can keep up to date on all the latest news throughout the day at KOSU.org. And make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at KOSU Radio. This is the KOSU Daily, Oklahoma News, every weekday.